Thanks for listening to the Last Days podcast with Dr. Todd and Katie Holmes. To stay connected, please check out the River of Tri-Cities Church on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or online at riveroftricities.com. The Last Days podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, here's Dr. Todd and Katie Holmes.
Well, hello and welcome to the Last Days podcast. We're so glad that you're listening today. This is Todd, and my beautiful wife, Katie, is sitting right here with me in the studio.
Yes, thank you so much for being with us.
We're really happy that you are listening, and we are excited for all that God is doing and the things that He is bringing up here. Wonderful things. Let me just say, before we get fully into our podcast, we want to make sure that you're aware and you are planning on coming and being a part of our No Limits conference that's coming up here on Sunday, and it goes all the way through Wednesday. It'll be Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and that is October. It is May 12, 13, 14, and 15, and businessman and extraordinary communicator Timothy Yusta is going to be with us from Tampa, Florida, and we are super excited to be able to be having this. And this is for entrepreneurs, it's for businessmen, it's for leaders, and it's going to help you go to the next level. And please come and be a part of this No Limits Conference. And as I've been talking with Timothy the past several days, he said, I am coming loaded for bear, literally his words. And so I said, well, this is bear territory, so we're ready for it. And so anyway, please make your plans to be a part of this No Limits Conference. You're never going to be the same. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Praise God.
Yes.
And so not necessarily in lines with that, on, but I do want to say this, that actually on Sunday morning, I'm going to be sharing a message because the Lord spoke to me and He said, this is going to be a summer of significance. And there's some things that He's dropped in my heart that I'm going to be sharing. And it really like segues just wonderfully into the No Limits Conference. And then just thinking about that, as we've already started the podcast here, let me just say this, that also we'll touch on some things here in this podcast today that are going to really, it ties in very effectively, very, very powerfully about living effectively and living powerfully in two different worlds. And if you were to hear maybe other people talk about living in two worlds, they really, for the most part, I believe, emphasize that you can be effective in one. I disagree. I think you can be effective both in the realm of the spirit and in this natural realm. And we are, of course, of one realm, of one world, but we live in another one. But what, we're supernatural beings. That's like, and you know, actually our citizenship is of heaven. And you have to understand that that's where we are. We are here as representatives of heaven. The Bible talks about in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, talks about that we are ambassadors of Christ. And it says that God, as we are Christ's ambassadors, God making His appeal as it were through us. We're Christ's personal representatives. And it says, we beg you for His sake to lay hold of the divine favor that's offered to you and be reconciled to God. And so come in line with the plan that God has for your life so that you can do what God's called you to do here on this earth. And that is to effectively represent the kingdom of God. And so to be able to represent the kingdom of God, of course, you have to be able to have communication from that realm, not just communication in this natural realm. And I think a lot of believers, their primary communication is in a very natural way with the people that they come in contact with on a daily basis, friends, family, ones you go to work with, ones you go to church with, neighbors, and things like that. And a lot of our thoughts are really for, you know, in a huge part are having to do with this natural realm here. And there's nothing wrong with having thoughts that have to do with this natural realm because we are in it. And so therefore, it does require a brain to operate in this natural realm. And so God has given us the equipment that we need to be able to be effective here in this earth. I used to hear many, many years ago, don't be so spiritually minded that you're no earthly good. And that just means basically don't get your head so caught up in the clouds that you're not able to be an effective representation down here on this earth, because we are an ambassador of God. If Jesus were to come back to the earth, well, let me just stop. Let's back up here. Jesus was already on the earth. He walked on this earth as the Word of God. He represented the Father. He says, nothing that I say is except what the Father said. Everything that I do is exactly what I see the Father doing. And so, and another scripture says, as he is in this world, so are we. And so I want you to understand, it doesn't say as he was in this world, as he is in this world. And I want you to understand he is over all, and he is overcoming. He is the conqueror. He is the overcomer. And that's how we should operate in this world, not as some sort of I have a problem. I don't know how to handle things. Everybody's against me. I don't have a way. I don't know what to do. We're not a statistic. We are an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. God is working in us and through us. He's working through you, and he intends for you to live a very, very powerful and effective life as we're here on this earth. And not just then say, well, I can only do one thing. Well, no, you actually can't do just one thing. You can do many things. You can be effective spiritually, and you can be effective in the natural realm. You just have to understand that you actually are a three-part being. You are you have a body, but you live as a spirit being. That's who you are. You live in a body, you have a mind, you have a will, you have emotions, intellect, all of these things. That's your soulish realm, but you live on the earth in a body. And with this body, the Word of God says, we glorify the Lord in everything that we do. In fact, when we receive rewards in heaven, it'll be based on what we did on this earth in this body. And so actually, to be able to receive a reward on this earth, we have to be effective in what we're doing on this, in this planet. Operating, representing God in whatever way. And as we're operating on the earth, we're actually affecting things in heaven. We're not just working in at one level. And so if you can see your everyday life as multidimensional and understand that the things that you say in this earth actually are affecting things in heaven. And the things, because, you know, the Word of God tells us the things that I declare here on this earth, or, you know, I declare in the spirit actually take place on this earth. And the things that I bind are bound on earth. If I bind them in the realm of the spirit, the things that I loose in the realm of the spirit are loosed on this earth. And so I have authority in two different realms. I think actually Kenneth Hagin wrote a book about authority in two worlds. I kind of remember. Maybe it was Charles Capps, though. I can't remember. But it's so important that we realize who we are and the authority that we have. Another portion of Scripture in Colossians relates a little bit about this. In chapter 3, the first four verses says, if you've been raised with Christ to a new life, thus sharing his resurrection from the dead, aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, and set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on things that are on the earth. For as far as this world is concerned, you've died, and your new real life is hidden with Christ in God. And so when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you're also going to appear with him in the splendor of his glory. And so it's basically saying that we're effective, you know, on this earth, because we're beings that are heavenly minded. And so we have a different perspective than what everybody else has walking around on the earth. They see things just on this level. We see things because our mind is above, and we see things from a totally different perspective. And so if you don't teach yourself to look at things from your heavenly perspective of, you know, who you are. You are ruling and reigning with Christ on this earth. You are not beneath things. You're not below. You're not the scum of the earth. I mean, people may try to tell you that, but that's not who you are. You're ruling and reigning in this earth. You've been made as kings and priests on this earth. And so we need to understand this is who we are. And so no matter what I see with my natural eyes, that's not the only perspective. Let's take another look at things according to the Word of God, according to how God would see things. And then not be bogged down on this earth because, oh, this is the way things look. Well, is that actually the reality? Mm-hmm. Is that the reality? You want to add anything there, babe?
Yeah. Well, I think it just helps people. I feel like so much when you are purposeful even about growing as an individual, because a lot of times people will even, you need to like get out and get a new perspective even in the area that you live or anything. I don't know if you've ever had a time when you've had to, maybe you have been more confined to your home or let's say, you know, I remember what it was like, you know, after I had each one of the boys, you know, as when you have a baby, you know, at first, you know, you just spend mainly your whole time, you know, at home. Of course, you're recovering, you know, you've got this new baby and, you know, it's, you know, you're spending literally all your, you know, all your waking hours and the ones when you should be sleeping, but you're awake, you know, caring for this newborn baby and everything. And if you're not careful, everything kind of begins to close in around you and you actually lose perspective of what is happening all around you and even what God desires to do. And this happens to people even when they're not just stuck at home, but they get, you know, kind of a what we call a small town mentality or mm-hmm. a small mindset.
Right.
And it, I just remembered even during those times when I was, you know, home a lot and everything, that how if I would just make myself just go outside and even walk around the neighborhood, and you're like, oh, wow, there's a whole world out here, you know. But of course, if you could apply that even to your own life, because people have a tendency to get in ruts, they have a tendency to kind of just do the same thing, you know, over and over again. And unless you're purposeful about, you know, expanding and growing in all ways, I'll just say it's hard to really continue taking dominion and everything in the realm of the spirit and in the natural realm. And God desires for us to flourish actually in both. Of course, every part of growth within us takes part on the inside first, and then you see it just naturally happens on the outside. But, you know, talking about, you know, natural things, it's like, you know, if you're, let's just say you're outside and you're, you know, you're walking in your neighborhood or you're maybe even driving around your town or whatever, you have a perspective, a limited perspective. But then if you actually get like in an airplane and go up, and of course, if you're paying attention, even when you take off, you know, we live in such a beautiful area here.
And you need to come see us.
Yes. And actually I love whenever we fly somewhere, and especially when we're coming home, you know, it's just amazing, just the mountains and how green it always is. And it's just absolutely beautiful, all the lakes and everything. And so when you get, you know, up in the airplane, before you get like so high that you can't, you know, see everything, or you're up above the clouds, you know, just as you're looking around, I mean, it is a totally different perspective. And you're like, oh my goodness, I did not realize that this is where this was, or how the mountains actually are all around like this, or the different layers of mountains like that. Why? Because you've gone up higher. And you have, then you're looking, you know, you're looking down, you have a different vantage point. You're actually up in a higher place. And I just want to tell you this, that spiritually, when you begin to walk in the high places that God has ordained for you, and you leave small mindsets behind and small ways behind, then you walk in a realm of authority, and you're able to access things by faith that you were never able to do before. Right. So spiritually, and that causes things in the natural to open up for you, and you to, again, be able to access such greater things, not just to bless your own life, but you help other people to be able to walk in that as well. And so the more that, of course, we are intentional about growing and accessing by faith and walking in what God has ordained for us and what the word tells us that is ours, the authority that we have, what Jesus paid the price for. Mm-hmm. You know, as we look at the epistles, which are the New Testament letters to the churches, then you begin to see actually what belongs to you as a believer. But you have to be intentional in growing and accessing those things, and also as intentional, if not more, leaving behind the patterns of thinking, the ways that you've been doing things, kind of the rut maybe that you've been in different ways. You have to be intentional about getting out of that and leaving all of that behind. And it is a total mindset change. And then there's things that you have to establish, great new ways and patterns of doing things in your life in order to be able to take you into actually a lifestyle of growth, a lifestyle of increase, walking in the high places that, again, God has already ordained for us. He's made everything possible, but it's all up to us. We have a great choice before us. And, you know, a lot of times when it gets difficult is when in the natural, we don't feel like challenging ourselves or stepping up to the challenge.
Right.
Or we hear, you know, a word from, you know, a leader, from our pastor, from even a great friend, you know, kind of challenging us in an area like, hey, how about doing this, you know? And immediately it's like your flesh wants to pull you back to the comfort zone that you've been at. And then therefore you stay at that if you don't allow yourself to be challenged. And this, if you will allow yourself to be challenged, this actually helps you, and it presents itself in different ways that sometimes you don't expect. So it's going right to be things like natural things, the way that you do them or not do them, maybe. It's going to be ways that you think. It's going to be definitely advancing spiritually. And of course, you do that by being hungry for the presence of God, really being desperate for God, for Him to do something new and fresh in you. And sometimes people think that they have to, you know, wait until they're like in some crisis mode, or you would only be hungry for God if like everything else is falling apart. That's not actually how it's supposed to be at all. You know, you see in Jesus's life how He very clearly said, you know, I just say what the Father says, I do what the Father, you know, does, instructs me to do. And he wasn't a spiritually poor person. He wasn't poor in the natural with anything that he had. He was very right. much thriving. Amen. He was establishing the kingdom. He was raising up disciples. He was instructing the apostles. He was, you know, certainly winning every battle over the enemy and the enemy's influence on people and on areas, destroying strongholds, seeing people healed and delivered. So everything that he was doing was all obviously all about taking ground. And every way that he did that, he made it possible for us to do that. And he said, you'll even do this in a greater way than what I have done.
That's right. Absolutely. And so because we see that Jesus overcame, then we understand that, you know what, we can also.
we were made to overcome, and to be able to just continue on forward. Like my wife was saying, don't get caught in a rut of the way things seem to be. Okay. Yes. And so if I were to ask you, you know, some questions today, I might say, okay, to you, what seems impossible? What are you looking at today that seems impossible? Well, you know what? What's the Word of God have to say about that, about your impossibility? What in the natural looks impossible, seems impossible? What's the Bible have to say? Does the Bible come in agreement with you? Or are there actually some scriptures that you know that, oh, wow, actually this is what the Bible has to say? Because many times we just kind of push those to the side. And we think, well, you know what? I'll think about those at church. Think about right, them every day. Right. And people do that, though. I mean, it's just like, oh, yeah, I have a different mindset for a few hours at church every day.
Right,
every
because
week.
They're religious and maybe don't even realize
that's
it.
That's a religious mindset.
But that's
mindset.
A very yep. religious way of doing things. And that, I would say, has been the mode of operation for the most of the body of Christ,
mm-hmm.
is that they have one way of doing and acting and talking when they're at church or around church people or church functions, but when it comes to everyday life and the way that they're on their job or with
carnal.
Their family, yes, carnal and definitely not advancing, not displaying that the fruit of their life is small, or it doesn't point to the fact that they have actually allowed a significant spiritual change on the inside, because that will affect the outside. And there's no way that you can grow and increase in natural ways and not have something significant on the inside.
Absolutely. In Romans 8:7, it says, because the mind of the flesh with its carnal thoughts and purposes is hostile to God.
Right.
It doesn't submit itself to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And so it's not just like, well, I just didn't have those thoughts. So actually, your carnal mindset, it fights against, that's what it means, hostile. It fights against the plan that God has for your life. And so you cannot accomplish the things that God has for you, because your mind is completely opposed to what the Word of God says. And so we have to reject those. It's like, no, I don't want to think that way. You have to program yourself on how you need to think.
Right.
And you know, every day, this is, I'm not going to think this way. I'm not going to go in that direction. I'm going to think on what the Word of God says, and I'm going to go in that direction there that the Word says. The verse before that in Romans 8:6 said that the mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit, is death. Death that comprises all of the miseries arising from sin, both here and hereafter. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and peace, both now and forever. And so we have to understand. Well, you know, God has a bigger plan. He's got a greater plan for me, and I want to walk out the plan of God. I don't want to just live according to my base thinking. I want to raise up, and I want to, you know, do what God's called me to do. And so you have to have a mindset that comes from heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, or the physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they're mighty before God for the overthrow and the destruction of strongholds. And verse 5 says, inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, hallelujah, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And so we have to bring everything into line with the Word of God. And so if we have things that, going back to the question I asked, what seems impossible? Well, what's the Word have to say?
Right.
And so if the Word says, oh, wait a second, all things are possible to him that what? Doubteth? No, to him that believeth. All things are possible. I would ask you, what seems to have limits in your life? We're having that No Limits Conference.
Right.
If you think you have limits in your life, you need to come and you need to be a part of this No Limits Conference. We're going to blow away that mindset that there are limitations, whether they are limitations in your family, limitations in your business, limitations in your finances, limitations in your mind, whatever the limitations yeah. are, the enemy has said, you can't do this, whatever, just come. Just come and let those limitations be completely blown away. Mm-hmm. Because that's not, I mean, the Word of God, that there's no limits. There are no limits
right.
in what he says. What do you have going on in your life that you don't have an answer for? Well, do you think that if you were to bring it to God, God would say, sorry, yeah, that's a good one. I don't have an answer for that either. I don't know really what to tell you. God doesn't have problems with giving you wisdom. If you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. But many people don't go to God, even Christians. Have you prayed about it? No, I haven't prayed about it. And if you say, have you prayed about it? And they say, yes, many Christians just mean, God, I don't know what to do. Lord, I don't even know what to do. I need and then they start telling God what they need. Instead of asking God for the wisdom, they think, I've already got it figured out, Lord, and they just throw a shopping list at God. Lord, if you give me this, you give me that, you do this, give me that, I want this. Lord, bless me here, bless me there, give me what I think I need. But you really don't have the answers. You're just kind of, it's kind of like a shotgun prayer. It's just like little pellets going everywhere. Mm-hmm. You have to be specific. This is what your word says, Father God, I can have. This is what I am standing in faith for right now.
Mm-hmm. I love 1 Peter 5:7 out of the Amplified Classic. Mm-hmm. It says, casting the whole of your care, which is all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all. You're not picking it back up. It says once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Well, then in verse 8, it says, be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind, be vigilant and cautious at all times, for that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him, be firm in faith. Knowing that the same sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you've suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete and make you what you ought to be, establish and ground you securely, and strengthen and settle you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Really,
it is going on. But you see here how it's a bit of a process. Like if you're... maybe process isn't the right word there, but understand if you don't cast your care upon him, there's no way that you can actually be invert. Like verse 8 says, be well balanced, sober of mind. You're not going to be able to resist the enemy. Okay. Cause that's what you've got to, you know, do. And you're not going to be able to then to receive the grace and the blessing then that comes from the Lord, who there is, he completes you, he establishes you and grounds you.
You
realize though, if you're not going to cast the care, your care upon the Lord, which is literally any thought that, you know, troubles you, that things coming up that you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do about this situation. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times a day, like those thoughts actually come to my mind, because especially when you're handling a bunch of different things, or there's a bunch of things that need to happen, that need to get done. And it's literally like you can kind of become almost paralyzed in your mind because you're just like, oh, I don't know what to do. There's mm-hmm. this, and there's this, and there's this, and this has to happen before we can go forward there. And a lot of times people just sit down and they kind of like in their mind, even maybe not on the outside, but they're just kind of like, they're frustrated. They don't know what to do. They don't don't know which direction to go. But literally, if you'll just give it to the Lord, he actually then and only then does he start working the situation. If you're going to hold on to it, or you're going to worry about it, or you're going to stew over it, yep. or you're going to like go talk to other people just about it and everything, which it's fine to get counsel. But if you don't do the first things first, you're not going to even actually recognize yeah, if that's a solution. Yeah. Or you're just, and you can't get in faith. Again, because you're taking on the burden of this thing. And Jesus paid the price, even for these things mm-hmm. that they can be very small things. I remember when I first learned to start like casting my care upon the Lord, it was things like, Lord, we need a babysitter. And that can be like a heavy burden, honestly, because mm-hmm. especially sometimes it's things that you want to do, like go out on a date, which actually when you've got small kids and stuff, that's like a vital necessity. It's mm-hmm. not even like a luxury thing. You need to be able to do that.
You have to have that because, time.
Yes, you have to have that time. You have to be able to communicate. You've got to be able to, you know, keep your marriage together. And if you're not having time alone together ever, or you're not being able to communicate, it's not going to like
go the right way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. not at all. You're going to have a hard time even surviving, let alone thriving. And
might
so
kill each other.
Yes. and we know what all of that is like, trying to juggle,
we've been there.
Being married and, having kids and ministry and we're still, juggling.
You still make adjustments right. all the time. Always making adjustments.
I mean, the needs are a little bit, now I'm not, having to get a babysitter anymore, praise God. But there's other things. There's bigger things.
They don't go away, yeah. They just get bigger.
There's more responsibility, but, there's, greater blessing as well. So, but as you learn to, and really, it's honestly just a discipline of the mind. So I've also prayed and still pray many times, Holy Spirit, remind me. Because sometimes you start taking on stuff as just like, okay, well, this is my responsibility, or this is, things that have to, this is my job, or this is my lane, or, if I'm going to be the responsible parent or the good wife, or, do my, job or be the faithful minister or whatever, then, this is just part of my lot in life. Mm-hmm. That's what some people think or whatever.
Yeah, that's their
forgetting
mindset.
Actually that you have the Holy Spirit, who is, he's the comforter, he's the helper, he's the strengthener, he's the standby, he's right there, with you that will actually take all these things. But see, because God has given us a free choice, again, it's your choice. You can carry the burden. You can worry about things. You can wonder about things. You can be stalled or whatever. Or you can realize what is at your disposal, what has been made available for you. And you can go, Lord, give me wisdom. I just give this to you. What do I need to do? Show me. Now, I'm not saying that you don't do anything. Of course, no, but you give it to him and I wait for the instruction. Wait, and you'll be amazed, actually. Suddenly, like, a door will open. Suddenly, people will even reach out to you like, hey, I was just thinking about you. I was wondering, do you need help with this? Hey, would this benefit you? Whether it's a staff member, whether it's, a friend, maybe it's your spouse. I mean, it is utterly amazing to me how, as I have done this, and endeavor to do it all the time. Again, I say all the time because there's just so many, moving pieces, in our life and things that are going on. But you see how the Lord does not intend you at all to be worried or concerned about one thing.
I think,
recognize if you're a person, some people just love to worry. I don't even get it. It's just like, that's what they identify with. That's their mode of operation. And if you talk to them about one thing, they know 10 other people who have died from what you're talking about. Yes. Or they know like all these people like, oh no, I know, you're getting ready to like buy a house. Or, oh no, you better watch out for this. Cause I know this person and they got taken taken to the cleaners. Yeah. yeah. I was going to say taken to the bank, but I was like, oh no, that's actually maybe a good thing. But anyway, those people that's like, they have like, their filter is like every bad negative thing that could ever go wrong. It's like, mm-hmm. they almost expect it. And sure enough, it happens in their life because again, that's mindset.
What they expect.
Okay.
You get what you expect out of life.
Right. So, but remember also the Bible tells us, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. So a lot of people, they can't even get rid of the influence of the enemy because they're not even submitted to God. In other words, they don't do things God's way. casting your care upon him is doing it his way, because 100%. He's already paid the price, and he is your heavenly father. He's Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He's El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. He is Jehovah Shalom. He's your peace. He is your healer. He's the banner over you. I mean, he is everything, anything that you would need. He already has the answer for. He's already paid the price for. It's already available to you, but you're not going to access it through fear, and you're not going to access it to, like, you know, you being all, you know, fretting around or concerned or weighed down even by things. Okay. Faith does not operate like that at all. It cannot operate like that.
Hey, this is Dr. Todd Holmes, and I want to thank you for listening to this podcast, whether it was myself or my amazing wife, Katie, maybe the two of us together. If you want to be more than just an occasional listener and desire to really stand with us as we take the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to this generation, go to riveroftricities.com. That's riveroftricities.com, and click on Donate to be a part of the Last Days army of monthly partners that we're taking ground with. If you'd like to do that, I would like to send you a special gift for partnering with us. So until next time, thank you so much for listening. God bless you.